Fade. And it's good to be with you on this Friday morning. And again, we'll have Father John Martinez up shortly. And then at 8 o'clock, Mark Lynn will be joined by Dr. Adrian Krieg. We'll be saying more about Dr. Krieg's work with his book publishing firm entitled Krieg Publications. He, by the way, is a leading scholar of the history of the 20th century. And he's a good friend of Mark Glenn's. This will be my first opportunity to talk to Dr. Krieg. And this should be a very, very enjoyable show this morning. We have a number of things just to cover in passing before Father Martinez comes on at a later point this morning. Fox News is reporting that U.S. officials begin crafting an Iran bombing plan. We've been speaking about that at some length on this show. I don't think we need to go into it in any more detail this morning, except to say that it's noteworthy that Fox News is starting to be more candid about the extent to which these war plans against Iran are beginning to proceed. Here's an interesting post from Agency France Presse. It's entitled, Israeli historian, Holocaust historian, suspected of war crimes. Lithuania wants to grill leading Israeli Holocaust historian Yitzhak Arad over his alleged role in war crimes against civilians and prisoners during World War II, a prosecutor said Tuesday. The 81-year-old Arad, who served as the director of Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Authority for 21 years, rejected the allegations. A probe launched in May of 2006 showed that Arad, who was a member of the Soviet NKVD Secret Service, may have been involved in the killing of Lithuanian resistance figures at the end of World War II. Here's one from The Guardian. Millions were killed in India in British reprisals, says historian. Paul Craig Roberts has a further development of the theme at Countercurrents regarding why he believes that Americans are losing their economic future. Here's a fascinating piece from the Forward in New York, the Jewish Forward. Jews angry over CNN report on religious extremists. I think I want to take a look at a little bit more in more detail at this one this morning because of the implications for this particular post in regard to our policy in the Middle East. Nathan Gutman of the Jewish Daily Forward says on September the 5th that CNN comes under unprecedented attack. A CNN documentary about religious extremists has prompted an unprecedented outcry from the organized Jewish community, including a call to advertisers to pressure the network. The three-episode special entitled God's Warriors by CNN's chief international correspondent Christine Amanpour is being characterized by Jewish groups as equating Jewish extremists in West Bank settlements with Muslim jihadists. The program is also accused of containing numerous factual errors. The Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, which represents more than 50 national Jewish organizations, convened a special discussion with its members following the airing of the program last month and has urged them to take up the issue with companies that have bought advertising slots during the show. In the past, there have been widespread complaints about the media's treatment of Israel, but this appears to be the first time that so many organizations have come together in opposition to a single media outlet. That's something that we'll take a look at again in coming days. This post from the Jewish Daily Forward. CNN comes under unprecedented attack for basically equating Islamic jihadists with Jewish extremists in West Bank settlements. We'll be back with Father Martinez. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
We're back. Mark Antosin there. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez joins us in the show's first hour. Mark Glenn will be up in the second hour along with Dr. Adrian Krieg. As we talk with Father Martinez, there are a number of interesting things that we could bring into the mix in regard to news stories. I found something I wanted to ask Father Martinez about. It's a very, very interesting piece coming to us from Michael J. Matt, the editor of The Remnant. It's entitled, The Rise of Militant Christophobia, Tradition Under Fire from Left-Wing Extremists. You know, last week, Father Martinez talked a little bit about The Remnant and also about Catholic Family News. Now it appears, as of the last year, that both of those organizations are being assailed as part of a larger anti-Semitic movement within the traditionalist Catholic movement. These, of course, are absolutely absurd charges coming to us from the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I think we can fairly see as an extension of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. But I wanted to read a little bit of this and then to ask Father Martinez about it. This comes to us from Michael J. Matt, again, the editor of The Remnant. This was posted on February the 8th, so it's been a number of months ago, but it is well worth our time to take a look at this. Michael J. Matt, the editor of The Remnant, reports that his telephone rang one afternoon last fall. The caller identified herself as Rhonda Brownstein, a lawyer with the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that monitors hate groups in America, and was conducting a quote-unquote investigation of the traditional Catholic movement in the United States. I had only vague familiarity with the Southern Poverty Law Center at the time, says Michael J. Matt, recalling that they'd had something to do with forcing Chief Justice Roy Moore to remove a Ten Commandments monument from his Alabama courthouse in 2004. It came as somewhat of a surprise then to learn that the Southern Poverty Law Center had targeted the remnant as part of a network of traditional Catholic hate groups, evidently deserving the same fate as Judge Moore's Ten Commandments. I was astonished, says Michael J. Matt, the editor of The Remnant, to learn that Ms. Brownstein's first order of business was to ascertain which parts of Vatican II The Remnant rejects. I couldn't believe my ears. Compliance with Vatican II is now a litmus test for far-left organizations that monitor hate groups and report their findings to local and federal law enforcement agencies? I've come to expect such questions from our neo-Catholic critics, but the Southern Poverty Law Center? I go on down the page here. Ms. Brownstein, in her conversation with Mike Matt of The Remnant, continued by asking, quote, "Aren't you concerned that your heroes, Fathers Fahey and Coughlin, are also heroes of the Jew-hating neo-Nazi movement?" Unquote. Michael J. Matt of The Remnant then goes on to say that having been taught from childhood that it was my sins that put Christ on the cross, and being reasonably confident that a skinhead wouldn't know Father Fahey from Father Christmas, I wished Miss Brownstein a good day. "That was the fall of 2006, says Michael Matt. By January of 2007, the Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report was announcing the findings of a three-year investigation into traditional Catholicism. Therein, the remnant is described as anti-Semitic and part of a dirty dozen network of hate groups, made up of everyone from Archbishop Lefebvre and the Society of St. Pius X to John Venari and Catholic Family News to Joe Sobrin to Father Nicholas Gruner, Father Dennis Fahey, Father Charles Coughlin, and Father Leonard Feeney, and moving all the way over to Hutton Gibson and beyond. That is at least partially responsible, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, for unleashing Mel Gibson on the world." Father Martinez, what do you make of this, the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center has engaged in this sort of a frontal assault on traditional Catholic groups, and the fact that the remnant and Catholic Family News are a part of this, are among the recipients of this attack? Does this not suggest that maybe the remnant and Catholic Family News must be saying a few things that are correct in order to be the latest victims of this sort of a frontal assault? What do you think of this, Father?
Oh, boy. One of the things you have to remember, Pastor, that confusion reigns in the traditional movement. It was very, very amazing that to me to see that the remnant in John Benary publication, Catholic Family News, were hit by this Jewish Morris, you know, that goes after the people, not only the Catholics, but all of those people that go against the Jews, they are victims of the Morris thing. But anyway, what I'm talking about here is amazing, because the remnant, did you read the whole article, Pastor?
I read the whole article that's online in The Remnant, yes.
I'm talking about here, you know, as you read it, you know, he's anti-Hitler. The same thing with what's the name, repeatedly they talk, you know, they have no use for Hitler, even though they come from the German, you know, their grandparents or what have you were Germans. So I just wonder whether they're Jews or not. But going back to Benary, as a matter of fact, in this mass issue of the Catholic Family Jews, it has a long article about, which I have not read yet, it's about, you know, that Franco stopped Hitler. So in other words, Benary also fits the Jews, was with the Hitlers, and they are very, very soft on the Jews. So what I'm talking about here, you have to watch these three neutralizers. Where are they coming from? See what I'm talking about?
Yes, and yet it's interesting to me, and I think that this is part of the way in which the Southern Poverty Law Center works, that anyone who is not totally in the back pocket of the Jewish lobby, it seems to me, ends up being attacked by an organization like this. I found it interesting that Michael J. Matt's post for the Remnant included a link to Human Events, the so-called national conservative newspaper since 1944. I used to be a very avid reader of Human Events. Their longtime editor, Thomas S. Winter, was a close friend of mine from years ago. We both come out of the German Lutheran tradition in this case. And Human Events, it seems to me, could be accused in recent years of maybe sending out some mixed signals on this whole question of the Jews as well. On the one hand, there is a tremendously strong pro-Israel bias in Human Events that's been out there for quite a number of years now. I don't think that that represents the old right orientation of Human Events at all. This is a development of more recent decades where Human Events has pretty much sounded the same pro-Israel line that you might see in WorldNet Daily or in Fox News. And yet by the same token, I found it interesting that in Michael J. Matt's Remnant article talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, that it includes a post from Human Events going back to December the 11th of last year. A fellow by the name of Matthew Vadum, I'm not sure which, it's probably pronounced Vadum, which itself gets into the Southern Poverty Law Center, and that this organization pushes a twisted definition of hate. So I guess maybe where we are is taking a look at some of these organizations that have been attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And just within the traditional Catholic movement, it seems to me that maybe the way we need to look at this is to see that all of these traditional Catholic groups are probably saying some correct things that the Jewish lobby doesn't like. Then when we analyze it a little further, it seems that that's where we might see the beginning of some differences of opinion and some ideological shades of difference within the traditional Catholic movement. I noticed, for example, in the post by the writer of the Remnant or the editor of the Remnant, Mr. Matt, that he talks about some of their own differences with Robert Sungainis, who has also been on this show in the past. So this is a very, you know, particularly for non-Catholics, it's a fairly interesting thing to follow, seeing that within the traditional Catholic movement, that almost across the board they have now been attacked by this front group for the Jewish lobby. And yet, by the same token, as we read through the report, whether we're talking about a political thing or some theological issues, that there's a lot of diversity within the traditional Catholic movement, quite clearly.
Well, the problem is this, you know, that like I mentioned to you before, that I like to add, our Lord says, you can assert two masters. And I go a step further, you cannot serve neither of them. So for example, Michael Matt and Ari, they have repeatedly praised the Jews and what have you. So they are not, now Morris is killing them for something. What I'm talking about here, you know, they repeatedly hit that Jews, as a matter of fact, and you will see that paper, Benari, October issue, I mean, September issue. You will see, for example, have a picture of Hitler and making a horrible face. Almost looks like a devil. Well, you know, some of us, you know, I bet you if you look at your picture they have taken, you, well, sometimes they're horrible pictures. I'm just talking for myself. See what I'm talking about here? They have not, for example, here, Benari, and then Matt Horvath, and another fellow that lives in Los Angeles, wrote a book. I guess a letter to almost to give, was supposed to give it to JP too. And I told them, I wrote to them and said, why don't we get together and discuss this thing? They never said that. So as a matter of fact, for example, with Matt and Benari, you're not able even to question whether at that time JP too was a true pope. Now, for example, with this more appropriate, they, both of the publications go haywire now because they got the so-called traditional mess in there. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, we'll be back with Father John Martinez. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
You live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez joins us in the show's first hour. Mark Glenn will be on in the second hour in conjunction with a friend of his whose name is Dr. Adrian Krieg. If you're not familiar with Dr. Krieg, he has a very, very interesting website that's entitled Krieg Publications. And we'll be getting into his life and career a little bit in the second hour of the show in conjunction with Mark Glenn. And by the way, that brings us back to a point where we ought to mention this No More Wars for Israel conference that's coming up in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. Still an opportunity, plenty of time to get in on that conference in terms of registration. Go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. It'll give you all the information that you need for this conference, which includes all kinds of confirmed speakers: Paul Fromm, Willis Carto, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi, Father Christopher Hunter, Jim Condit Jr., Dr. Kaukab Sadiq, Tito Howard, Ray Goodman of the Barnes Review, Patrick Grimm of Zionist Watch, Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths and Project Straight Gate, Black nationalist leader Dr. Robert Brock, John DeNugent, a contributing editor for the Barnes Review, Ellen Mariani, 9/11 widow and truth activist, Eileen Fleming of WeAreWideAwake.org, Joachim Martello. These are just a few of the folks that are on tap for that conference. There will be other confirmed speakers who will follow. Information as to how to register for that conference can be found at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. For those of you who tend to do these things by snail mail rather than the internet, the information is also there at that blog as to how you can send money to Mark Glenn via U.S. mail. That's Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho. Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. For those of you who are online, you can go to PayPal at paypal.com, click on Send Money, and type in mglenn@mediamonitors.org, mglenn@mediamonitors.org, as the recipient. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person, couples for $175. Registration fee includes a Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Those not wishing to eat can get a discounted rate. Again, all of that information may be found online at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Father Martinez, a couple of nights ago I was watching television in San Antonio, and the Catholic Channel here, which is Channel 15 on the cable in San Antonio, quite late in the evening, I think it started around 10 o'clock at night, had a traditional Tridentine Mass that was being televised. I did not stay up to watch it because I had been literally working around the clock since 4 o'clock that morning and had a full schedule up until 9:30 at night, so I didn't get a chance to tune in. I really regret that. But this gets back to something that we were talking about last week, just in regard to this controversy between the Jewish community and Pope Benedict XVI over the latter's indication that there would be some future role to be played by the traditional Latin Mass in the Roman Catholic Church once more. And a number of the Jewish organizations, including the Anti-Defamation League, took great umbrage at this. Now, Father, you were saying last week that in regard to Pope Benedict's indications in the news media that this traditional Mass was going to be a part of Catholic life again in a very significant way, that this Mass that he was talking about or is talking about is a 1962 version of the Mass?
Sure, by all means.
Should be understood by the rest of us as being different from this 1959 Latin Mass approved of by Pius XII, correct?
The one that 1570.
Yes, 1570. The use of that Mass reaffirmed by Pius XII?
Well, yes. He started making the changes. And the trouble, you know, this was the remnant and the Catholic remnant news, a whole bunch of them brainwashed people for so many years. In other words, they tried to say that John the 23rd Mass is a Trinitarian Mass, is not 100% dead. As a matter of fact, they tried to confuse people, so they definitely, in that article, which I told Rita to send it to you, did she send it to you, an article?
About I don't think I've yet received it.
The co-primum.
We'll be back with Father John Martinez. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined by Father John Martinez in the first hour of the show, Mark Glenn and Dr. Adrian Krieg in hour number two. Thus far with Father Martinez, we've been talking a little bit about this rather interesting post from a little less than a year ago, whereby the Southern Poverty Law Center attacked a panoply of traditional Catholic groups across the ideological spectrum within that movement, including the Remnant and including the Family Catholic or Catholic Family News, as well as people like Joe Sobern. Very, very interesting that the Southern Poverty Law Center, in conjunction presumably with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, has been interested in targeting the traditional Catholic movement. As diverse as that movement is, it seems that the Southern Poverty Law Center has a major problem with virtually all of these groups, and a major problem with virtually all of the representatives of these groups, however much they may differ themselves and amongst themselves in regard to a series of political and theological and cultural issues. Father Martinez, this gets back to what we were talking about just before the break. Apparently there are some significant differences. I have not had a chance to sit down yet to examine the texts of these masses to evaluate how significant the differences are, and I look forward to doing that in the future. But it is interesting to me that with whatever differences are there between the 1570 Mass and the traditional Mass that has been approved of by Pope Benedict XVI based upon this 1962 Missal, that in either event, the Catholic or the Jewish establishment is quite concerned about any talk whatsoever coming out of the Vatican that there would be any reinstitution of any version of the Latin Tridentine Mass, even what you see as the flawed version approved of by Benedict XVI. What is going on with this? Why is the Jewish establishment, and I'm thinking of the Anti-Defamation League as just one prime example of this, why have they come out so forcefully and so publicly against the reutilization of any form of that Latin Mass in the Catholic Church? What's behind this?
This project, they are afraid of being hit by the... See, like I mentioned to you before, that during the 23rd Mass, when you see the comparison of them, yes, the main one is in the canon of the Mass. And it mentioned the name of St. Joseph in the canon. And God willing, if you give me a chance, we'll discuss at length why this should not be said, the name of St. Joseph in the canon. In other words, for example, here, you know, in that motto proprio that I told Rita to send to you, to mail it to you, or send it by email, what have you, you will see repeatedly that Mass is permitted is the 1962 Mass. So they are deceiving the people. They're giving us cat for rabbit. They are deceiving us. So it's not true. So in other words, do you have the Bible there, Esther?
Yes.
Can you take a look at, I'll continue with, we were talking that last week, Book of Acts 23.
Okay. The book of Acts,
23,
chapter 23,
1 to 4, verses 1 to 4, and be sure to stop at 4, okay?
Okay, Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck."
See what I was going after last week, prepared for that, but it was coming up. See, in other words, you see, for example, our Lord hitting Herod very hard, and King Herod was a lawful political, but our Lord did not even answer him. He called him fox. Now St. Paul has his ear, you know, striking the so-called high priest. What I was trying to tell you last week is that we should not have any respect for these godless leaders that we have in the church and political things. See, when my master here, because I'm looking for the future, you will see, for example, you mentioned the name of Reverend Nicholas Gruner. Well, he's one of the main one neutralizers. He has literally hundreds of thousands of followers. And he is already glad I got a reading writing from him, a flyer. They're already calling it victory. Same thing as Benari, Matt, and a whole bunch of them. They say, now we got forget about Pius X group. For example, you mentioned the San Antonio Presidente Mass. You have a large group there in San Antonio, a traditional Pius X groups by the name of St. Joseph's Church there in San Antonio. So the most powerful group in that traditional movement happens to be Pius X group. They are worldwide. So in other words, for example, you have hundreds of thousands of followers by the Ten Group. And for example, Lefebvre, the founder, Marcel Lefebvre, in the 70s was asking his Paul, his so-called Pope Paul VI, for the two masses to be coexist, the Novus Ordo Mass, Paul VI, and that so-called traditional mass, that John the 23rd Mass, 1962. So in other words, for example, what I'm preparing here is that when I start talking, for example, God willing, if you give me a chance next week, I will start with a Coprim Primum, the bull of St. Paul, the St. Pius V, about so-called Trinitarian Mass. And believe me, you will see, and after a while, I start hearing other things like Benedict XIII, the Coprimum, and all this stuff. Then you literally, you will have the phone knocking down. People, your religion, well, you might even get rescued. Benedict XVI, you might be hit me in your program. Don't worry about it. So you will hear clergymen, priests, bishops, so watch out. So what I'm talking about here is that people will be very interested in what I'm talking about. So in other words, for example, can you get, I told you I was going to give my liberal interpretation, and I will see what kind of interpretation you have. Can you look at St. Matthew the 5th, chapter 5?
I'm sorry, Father, I missed the last part of your statement.
Can you look at St. Matthew chapter 5?
Sure.
23 Let's to 24. See here.
Matthew chapter 5, and then what verse?
23 to 24.
23 and 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
Well, you know, on this one here, I'm going to give you my liberal theological interpretation, and then I will ask for you. You might take the whole week to answer it, so don't worry, so you don't have to answer now, but let me give you what it means to me. First of all, I take it literally. I take the passage of our Lord. I think he was given a command. And I've been a priest, you know, in other words, for example, in the Philistine Mass, the traditional Mass, for almost four centuries, the fifth Sunday after Pentecost was read that passage. And I still read it, because I'm going to say that traditional Mass. I offer that 1570 Mass, not that John the 23rd Mass. So when I'm talking about here, for the fifth Sunday of Easter Pentecost, you have the passage there. Now, I'm a 73-year-old man, and I had never heard any preaching on this sermon to a certain degree. So in other words, they bypass it. I don't know why. But to me, for example, let me give you an example. Like I said to you, you might have to answer, you might have to meditate upon this answer. Suppose that I would offend you seriously. Seriously, in other words, you'll be innocent, like the passage says there in the chapter 5, verses 23 to 24. Then to me, if I would, for example, offend you seriously, and I only have that sin in my soul when I die, I believe that God will send me to hell. Now, can you answer that? What do you think of that passage? Am I wrong? Or you want to wait until next week?
Talking about Matthew chapter 5?
Yeah, that passage you have read. In other words, am I wrong in thinking the way I'm thinking about it? I take it? Literally?
Well, I'd have to think through the passage, but it seems to me that very clearly it does seem to be saying beyond a shadow of a doubt that when we talk about our vertical relationship with God, that our vertical relationship with God is something that, of course, must remain pure. And to the extent that we have problems in our horizontal relationships with other people that are an impediment to our vertical relationship with God, we need to do something about those horizontal relationships in terms of making them right to the extent that we can, by seeking reconciliation with our brother, as it states it here in Matthew chapter 5. And the notion that we do not seek reconciliation with our brothers at the same time that we seek to be reconciled with God, that there's a basic conflict there that Jesus is asking us to see clearly, and basically to resolve that and to become absolutely consistent in our relationship with our brothers as we should be consistent in our relationship with God. I think that that would be, at a bare minimum, what I would say about that verse, just looking at it.
Yeah, because in other words, I think that what he's saying there, I think he's giving a command. Doesn't give you a choice there. Doesn't give it? Don't you think he gives a choice?
No, I think it's an absolute imperative, and of course it is a part of a series of imperatives that he gives to us in the so-called Sermon on the Mount, going from chapter 5 all the way through to the end of chapter 7. So I think this is very serious material, and these are definite admonitions coming to us from Jesus Christ, without question.
So in other words, for example, I think you agree with me that if I will offend you seriously, now, when I ask you for your forgiveness, then that kind of sin would be worthy of me to go to hell, don't you think?
Well, I think the sin that will result in someone's eternal perdition, I think, is ultimately the sin against the Holy Spirit, which involves militant unbelief against the triune God and against Jesus Christ. I suppose only God knows if that unforgivable sin has been committed, and if some of these other sins are in fact a manifestation of the foundational sin, which I would take to mean the sin against the Holy Spirit.
So what I'm talking about here, the reason why I gave you these passages here, is preparing for what's coming up. In other words, for example, I ask, you know, especially my fellow Catholics, to think with their heads, not with their hearts. Because I preparing them, for example, I know that, the 7th of October next year, and next month, I will be in the traditional movement for 30 years. So I'm not one of those monkeys, you know, that plucks their ears so not to hear, close their eyes not to see, and keep it back shut not to speak. No, I am keeping my eyes open. So in the traditional movement, I mean, you have to be careful, and I'm sure you don't feel insulted when I correct you on some of these things, because I know you, I will feel the same way. You know, I would like to be corrected, because in the traditional movement, it's quite a breed. If you don't dot the eyes, if you don't close the T's, oh boy, you're really in hot water.
Yes.
So you will see, you know, when it comes up, you know, when I start talking about the co-primum, then you open up to the callers. You will see how, they emotionally will come. And leave that emotions that way. Think with your head. Reason out. Because we had to be, you know, what I will try to do is to straighten out some mess, some difficulties here. And you will see that why the co-primum mess of 1962 should not be said. When I talk about, you know, next week and what have you, why it should not be said. So in other words, these people should know about it, these so-called traditionalists. But they already count a victory. For example, we talk about Walter Matt. We talk about Venari. You know, there have been some people there in their meetings and reunions. They're globetrotters. They go all over the place giving reunions and what have you. And some people, then they ask people, do you have any questions? And once they, for example, they start asking, JP2 is not a pope at that time. They don't want to discuss this thing. Why are they afraid of it? I told them, you know, I invited them to, you know, let's get a reunion. For example, here's the father, so-called Martin Stepanek, a young priest, Franciscan. He's only 90-some years old, but his mind is all there. He's a doctor of theology. He's not like I am. I'm a very simple man, simple priest. He's not. So that's a theology. And Walter and Michael Matt used to, and Walter May especially, used to publish his articles, some of his articles. But once Father Stepanek, Martin Stepanek, this doctor of theology, started going against John Paul II, that he wanted a pope, then they will not publish it anymore. They will not even acknowledge having received him. Same thing as Venari. They are run a one-track mind. So what are they afraid of it? So in other words, for example, don't worry about it. For example, if... These people call up, you know, no matter whether they, John, even though Benedict the 16th call up, wants to talk to you on the radio, wants to have a debate, let's have it. I take an error on it. For example, that Brother Diamond Stu, you know, for example, they were in your radio. I made a mistake last week. I told you July the 16th. No, it was April the 16th. You had him there on the radio program for 2 hours. And then
yes.
I gave that radio to talk 2 days later on Wednesday. So I'm talking about here. They, for example, too, you know, they are hung up, you know, and one of the things they want to discuss. See, these people, you know, all of these traditionalists, just about all of them, even Father Martin Stepanek, are hung up with the Fatima apparitions. So they have to have a pope to consecrate for Russia. Are you aware of that? The Fatima apparition?
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Father Martinez and then subsequently with Dr. Adrian Krieg and Mark Glenn. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez has been with us in the last hour of the show. Mark Glenn and Dr. Adrian Krieg will join us in hour number two. Next week with Father Martinez, we're going to get back to this whole business of why the Jewish establishment is so opposed to the Catholic traditionalist movement across the board, and why they oppose any reassertion of the practice of the traditional Latin Mass. And in that regard, we'll get into some of the more particular items in relationship to the differences between the Latin Tridentine Mass of 1570 and the one adopted by Pope John Paul XXIII in 1962, and the possible significance of why Benedict XVI has opted to utilize the latter of these two masses in the future in the Catholic Church, the 1962 version and not the 1570 version. And for those of us who are not Roman Catholic, it will be interesting to follow this discussion in terms of comparing the texts of the two masses to see what is and is not there in regard to the differences between the presentations of 1570 and 1962, and why Pope Benedict XVI has indicated that some version of that 62 traditional Latin Tridentine Mass will be utilized again, at least in part, in the Catholic faith. We talk about political orthodoxy, folks. I wanted to repeat this story because I'm thinking we'll come up with Dr. Krieg and also with Mark Glenn here in the next hour of the show. And that is this post from Agency France Presse. Lithuania wants to grill top Israeli historian over war crimes. This comes to us from Vilnius. Why has the American media stayed completely away from this story? It may be fairly obvious when we get into it this morning with Mark Glenn and also with Dr. Krieg. Lithuania wants to grill leading Israeli Holocaust historian Yitzhak Arad over his alleged role in war crimes against civilians and prisoners during World War II, a prosecutor said Tuesday. Quote, we have dispatched a request to Israeli prosecutors for legal help, unquote. We want to send Mr. Arad a notice on our suspicions and to interrogate him in the framework of a preliminary probe and his possible participation in crimes against humanity in Lithuania during the Second World War, said the prosecutor. The 81-year-old Arad, who served as the director of Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Authority, for 21 years, rejected the allegations in an interview with a Polish newspaper. A probe launched in May of 2006 showed that Arad, who was a member of the Soviet NKVD Secret Service, may have been involved in the killing of Lithuanian resistance figures at the end of World War II. Lithuanian-born Arad, who was active in the underground movement before joining the Soviet partisans to fight the Germans, has rebuffed suggestions that he was guilty of the cold-blooded murder of civilians. Quote, I've never killed a civilian, he said. Could have happened during battle, but I have never killed a civilian or a prisoner of war in cold blood. Unquote. Lithuanian prosecutors say the suspicions against Arad, however, are based on his own memoirs and documents provided by the Lithuanian Genocide and Resistance Research Center. How many of us have known that the director of the Yad Vashem Israel Holocaust Remembrance Museum for 21 years was a member of the Soviet NKVD Secret Service? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With